Maybe don't like that reaction.
Looks like this is
taken. Looks like a taxi cab.
And you and us.
Looks like your feet are getting stung.
Okay. You've watched Breakpoint score some pretty impressive goals. Where does that one kind of stand? That's got to be up in the top.
He's an elite player. And he can do elite things, and you've watched him do it really well.
What's kind of the reaction he's like doing on the bench when this contact takes place in front?
Well, it was his reaction after he scored, too, that I think a lot of the guys on the bench enjoyed. But he's a proud player. He's a hell of a player. I can't say enough things about him. You've heard me say it for years. But that was only a few guys in the league that can do things like that. He's one of them.
When he gets going to the neutral zone with best speed, I mean, just how hard is that to defend?
Well, he's not only quick, but he's fast. But the difference is, when you throw the McDavids, the points, like Cooches, these guys can play at a high rate of speed, but they can do it with the puck. Everybody can skate, up and back and stop and start all day. You do it with a puck. You do it with pucks in the air. Timing, it's so hard to do, and you're watching the best players in the world do it, and it's really impressive.
John, prior to that goal, it seemed that the power play goal by Perry really flipped the momentum for you guys. The Kraken were pressuring. When you see that, are you thinking that that's what you need, or are you hoping that your team fixes mistakes?
I don't know. It was a weird game. I thought we obviously controlled the first probably 12 minutes. We had some puck management issues down the stretch. It's 2-1. What are they in the conference, in the Western Conference? They're fourth. I mean, they're a heck of a team. And, I think they still carry that, expansion mantra with them a little bit, but they sure don't play like one. They've got a deep, solid lineup. And they've won twice as many games as they lost. So they are going to push. And they did. We weathered it. And then, some guys that are pretty apt to scoring did for us. And then now you're just trying to leg the rest of the game out. But it was obviously a closer game than the probably score indicated. But when you get a lead like that, then the third period, you're just taking that TV timeout to TV timeout to get through the game. Obviously unfortunate to give up that last one. It shouldn't have happened anyway. It was, not a clear penalty, but there's 2 points for us, and let's move on to Columbus.
Some other guys are starting to collect their first points of the season. How does that translate for the team and where they're at and how they're progressing at this point?
Well, it's not so much that, it's what it does for the confidence of the player. I mean, it's everybody wants to, at the end of the game, our team is. They're looking for the 2 points that we get as a team, but after that, once you get those, they want to see that maybe they got a few points to add to it. And so when guys are doing that, it's spread through the lineup. That's good for us.
There's been a lot of milestones lately. Cooch has 400 assists tonight, but he does it in 110 fewer games than Marty Saint that we did. That's the average number of assists for games right now. Just marvel sometimes.
I think you're going to be asking questions like that me for quite some time now here. Will this core of players, games start piling up and goals start piling up and points start piling up and wins, saves start piling up. I can't say enough about the group. We've been together a long time and it's been a hell of a ride watching these guys play.
Hey, it's the circuit shows like a forward with an assist. All right, let's see if we can get it. Why is it too hard?